This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you that God will give you GPS-like directions. Today is the first Monday of the new year, and for many, it is the first day back to work and school. As exhilarating as a fresh new start can be, sometimes we can feel out of sorts and wish we were back home in the bed. But it is even in these instances that God will give you GPS-like directions, helping you to put one foot in front of the other, especially when you're feeling impatient and overwhelmed. This is exactly what David did when he fought the Philistines. Now, it is important to note that the Philistines had a military advantage over the Israelites because they had a monopoly on iron. This meant that they could easily arm themselves with swords and spears, whereas the Israelites could not. The first lesson is that even when you're at a disadvantage, you can prevail if you seek God's direction. David knew this principle very well. When the Philistines conducted their first raid on Israel's territory, David sought God's guidance. In turn, God gave David specific instructions on how to attack them from the opposite direction. At each step, David knew that in order to prevail, he needed God's guidance. In contrast, when King Saul had to face the Philistines, he did the exact opposite. He became overwhelmed, sought his own will for matters, and was defeated on the spot. So as today may be your first day back to work and school, do you need GPS-like directions from God? If so, hold on to these words. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, turn on your GPS for God.